So how about this headline? We're going to go from serious to the complete opposite end. A vegan took her neighbors to court over the smell from their barbecue. Yes, a woman who did not like the fact that her neighbors would use their backyard to grill out some burgers and fish and things like that, and she actually sued them. The good news is, not only is this not Florida, it's also not the United States. But here's a little piece from the woman in complaining about it.
Do you think they're doing this on purpose?
Oh, absolutely. Of course they are. It's deliberate. That's what I've said to the court. It's deliberate.
And
deliberately
the smell
barbecuing.
Is just the start of her complaints against two separate neighbours on Rochford Way.
They've just banged the wall at any time when I've been sleeping. Then their kids with their basketballs, just banging and it vibrates this part of the house. It's been devastating. It's been a turmoil. There's been unrest. I haven't been able to sleep.
It was.
Listen, I'm going to stop her audio right there. The woman actually sued in court in Australia, if you couldn't tell from the accent, because her neighbors would barbecue fish. Her name was Celia Carden. I looked this up. I found it from several sources. Legit source. This is an actual thing that went through Australian courts. She said the fumes from meat wafting over were ruining her quality of life. She lives in Perth. It's in Australia. All I can smell is fish. I can't enjoy in my backyard. I can't go out. I have not been able to sleep. Because apparently the children also play in their backyard and they laugh. A 400-page dossier of evidence was presented to the judges. She also said that her neighbors on both sides of her property, heaven forbid, smoked on their patio and sometimes had lights on when it was dark outside. The children made a noise while playing with their toys. So here's what happened.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They have an state administrative tribunal in Western Australia. I really should have done this as a please don't be Florida story of the day to see how many of you would have guessed that it was Florida. I do these things. I haven't done it in a while. I should probably bring it back and play along with Pat, maybe involve some of you guys where I do the please don't be Florida story of the day. Maybe we can find some sort of prize or something. And the whole gist is I give you a crazy thing like vegan takes her neighbors to court over barbecue smell. And you have to tell me whether you think it's Florida or not. I would do it without any identifying information. Well, the tribunal in Australia rejected her claim, saying it was not a breach of any residential law. What they're doing in their own backyard and their home as a family is completely what neighbors do. So the appeal was rejected by the state's Supreme Court. She was told she could not take her case any further. But will that vegan give up? Hell no! She's going to continue. The volume of material that she would produce suggests the matters have become so overwhelming to her that she is not going to stop. Despite both decisions, which came within the last month, she's now told media in Australia that she does not consider the case closed and is going to continue to look for other avenues to pursue it. It's devastating. She used words like devastating, turmoil, and unrest because the families are using their backyard to grill fish and play basketball. The families, of, by the way, that she is dealing with and has taken to court declined to speak in any of the interviews that I saw. They're just going to stay right out of it. Want nothing to do with it. I just thought I would throw that little light bit of information in there about a woman who actually sued because she's a vegan and can smell meat and can't survive next to those neighbors. This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.